Raj, your tag's sticking out.
Thank you. That's the closest I've come to sex in like 2 years.
Now I feel a little gross.
You're only making it seem more real for me.
Hey, it's my wife. If anyone's gonna make her feel gross about sex, it's me.
Can we please talk about something other than my depressing love life?
How about Penny's depressing acting career?
Hey, I mean, it's been a little tough, but Penny's following her dreams, and in my book, that is not depressing.
Oh, thank you.
Is that book called Lies I Tell to Get Sex?
Is that a real book? I would totally read that book.
Can I borrow it when you're done?
Okay, well, I'll have you guys know I turned down a part in a movie last week.
Why would you do that?
Because it was crap. It was a sequel to that awful killer gorilla movie I was in.
Serial apist? I thought you died in that.
No, she does. 42 minutes in.
While showering topless, 16 minutes after brief sidebutt during a pillow fight with the sorority sisters.
I have an eidetic memory. I don't know what his problem is.
Okay, well, there are no shower scenes in this one. They just try to clone me from my corpse, but my DNA gets mixed with the ape's DNA, and I end up running around with giant gorilla hands and feet.
Am I missing something, or isn't that the part she was born to play?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Are you really not going to do this movie?
Well, I don't think it's the kind of part that's good for my career.
But don't a lot of famous actors get their start doing bad movies?
Okay, I don't think Meryl Streep ever had to say,
"Must keep gorilla hands from killing again!"
If she did, it would be amazing. That woman can do no wrong.
I don't know anything about show business, so if you think it's reasonable to turn down paid work and just burn through your savings, I'm sure you know what you're doing.
I think we're gonna go.
Are you sure? We're making fun of failed careers. We didn't get to tap the juicy vein that is Howard's.
Hey, I work at the same university you do.
Yes, and Hawkeye's in the Avengers, but no one ever says, "Help, Hawkeye."
Can I ask you something? Why do you constantly feel the need to put down my husband?
Oh, I'm sure he does it out of love, the same way my boyfriend makes me feel terrible about my life choices.
I think we're gonna go.
No, this is not a fight. I was just excited that someone offered you a part, and a little surprised that you'd rather sit at home and do nothing than take it. Now it's a fight.
Well, with that sorted out, I'm happy to answer your question, Bernadette. Howard started it.
I didn't do anything. I was just sitting here.
I wasn't referring to this evening. 10 years ago, upon first seeing me, your husband claimed that I looked like C-3PO and Pee-wee Herman. And he called me C-3Pee-wee Herman.
Still funny.
Ago.
9 years, 11 months, and 3 weeks ago, he followed that up by replacing the slides from my lecture with photographs of nude fat women bending over.
Really?
The lecture was on cosmic gas clouds. That's funny.
I was there. It was funny.
In any event, that began a decade-long progression of insults, pranks, and unwanted magazine subscriptions. To this day, I still get a monthly copy of Granny on Granny. Which, other than its surprisingly fun puzzle page, is complete filth.
Thanks for walking me to my car.
Actually, it's for both of us. Last night I watched West Side Story, and I'm a little freaked out by street gangs.
Why can't Raj find a girl? The mystery continues.
I don't appreciate your sarcasm, But we've still got two blocks to go, so I'll put up with it.
Whatever happened with your online dating?
No one was writing me back, so I stopped checking my profile.
Before I met Sheldon, I was ready to give up too. Once I even dropped in on my OBGYN just to get some human contact.
It has been a while since I got my prostate checked.
Then I met Sheldon, and look at where we are now.
You've kissed like once in 3 years.
That's true. Do whatever you want.
Hey. Hello. Listen, I was thinking you and I could probably try to be better friends. Really? I was thinking what we have now is a bit much. Seriously, I was talking to Bernadette last night, and she made some great points. You and I have known each other a long time, and I didn't hear the rest because she took her bra off. Very well. How do you propose we move forward? For starters, we could stop insulting each other.
That's a great idea. And in the spirit of our new arrangement, I will mask my surprise that you came up with it.
Anyway, I got invited to do a little talk at NASA in Houston this weekend. They gave me 2 tickets. Bernadette can't go. You want to come with me? You can visit your mom, and I'll show you around the Space Center.
I have one question. Is this a prank? Yeah, where we land in Houston and you've made up wanted posters that have my face with a mustache and a Spanish name, and then I get arrested and deported to South America?
No.
Well, I'm glad, because I would not have seen that coming.
Amy, I could use some help.
Oh, let me guess. There's an undergrad in a leather jacket snapping his fingers by the water fountain.
I thought about what you said last night, and I went back on the dating website, and I was looking at this girl's profile. She's amazing.
Oh, she's cute. And smart, Phi Beta Kappa.
And judging by her lack of Adam's apple, she's been female her entire life. I like that in a woman.
Great, so what do you need me for?
Well, I was up all night trying to write to her, but I wanted to run it by you first.
All right.
Emily, your face is like a precious dew-kissed flower.
Wow.
I know. Powerful stuff, huh?
No, you're supposed to be yourself, not all desperate and creepy.
Okay, I'm getting some mixed messages here.
Just say something normal, like, I saw your profile, looks like we have a lot in common, let's get a cup of coffee sometime.
Yes, where I can be jealous of the cup touching your ruby lips. Or you just write it for me.
I'm not gonna pretend to be you.
I don't want you to pretend to be me. You can be like my online wingman. Like, if we met her at a bar and you talked me up.
Well, what would I say to her?
Just tell her what I'm really like. And if you think it'll help, that you saw me changing once and my package reminded